Silk is an online application which calls itself Interactive Generative Art. And I guess that pretty much well sums it up. But I suspect that we could make a little bit more of it than what it actually is, which is, it produces beautiful images, there's no question. So it's a black blank screen, and when you click and drag on the screen with your cursor, you produce these sort of ribbon-like ethereal images. And you can change the color from a fairly limited six color palette. But when it becomes particularly useful is when you change from symmetry being switched off to having symmetry switched on. So if you turn on vertical symmetry just at the click of the mouse, imagine a vertical line down the center of your screen. What you draw on the left-hand side appears mirror imaged onto the right-hand side. So here's perhaps a way we can start to introduce students to the idea of symmetry and how dragging out and upwards to the left on the left of the screen produces a symmetrical dragging out and up to the right image on the right-hand side of the screen. So rather than trying to think of what it looks like in a mirror to try to explain symmetry, students can actually feel it and experience it as they produce images on the left and watch how those images are produced on the right. That could then, of course, lead them into working away from the screen and actually producing symmetrical images, knowing how one side will be created, having produced the initial image on the other side. So perhaps a useful introduction to symmetry. Also, you've got the option of having fourfold symmetry too. So you can have your image produced in quadrants and have symmetry top and bottom or left and right as well, all at the same time. When you produce your creation, of course, it could be considered art in some people's minds. To do that, you can actually copy the link. And rather than copying the image and ending up with loads of printouts on your queuing up on your in your printer queue, if you share the link with other people, it's not a matter of being able to print it out, but they get a replay of what you created. So you share with them the URL, and then when they fire that up in their browser, they'll be able to see the image that was created in a sort of like a replay. So that's Silk, quite an interesting little application.